The first witness against Saddam Hussein testified in a Baghdad courtroom today. Saddam and seven co-defendants are standing trial for the killing of almost 150 Shiite men. That killing happened back in 1982 after an assassination attempt against Saddam. NPR's Jamie Terabay has been covering this trial and joins us now from Baghdad. And Jamie, who was this witness and what did he have to say?
His name is Ahmed Hassan Mohammed, and he was 14 years old when the failed assassination took place in the jail. He told the court how most of the village was rounded up, young and old people, women and men, and how they were interrogated. He said that they were taken to a nearby security center, and he saw the bodies of people from the jail there. He spoke about his 15-year-old brother Hussein, who was injured in a rocket attack after the assassination attempt, and how Hussein was taken to a hospital, and how Saddam's half-brother, Barzan, warned the doctor that if the patient dies, then the doctor would die as well, because he wanted Hussein alive so he could interrogate him about the assassination attempt.
How strong a witness was he?
I think he was very emotional. He was very confrontational. It was very difficult for Ahmed Mohammed to speak at times. He broke down. He slammed his hand on the wooden ledge of the dock, and he took off his glasses at one point to wipe his tears. And at other times, he leant forward and he pointed his finger at the defendant. So he was a very, very strong witness.
Now, we should clarify, when we say the first witness, this was the first witness to appear live in the courtroom. Another witness who's dead had been seen and heard on videotape, but this is the first time that a witness actually confronted the defendants. And how did the defendants respond, Saddam and his seven co-defendants?
It was very tense in the courtroom when Ahmed Mohammed first appeared. There was an exchange of insults. Ahmed Mohammed told Barzan Ibrahim, who is Saddam's half-brother, "You killed a 14-year-old boy." And Barzan replied, "Oh, to hell." And Mohammed responded with, "You and your children go to hell." It was very intense. It was very confrontational. And Barzan Ibrahim was incredibly combative. At one point, he yelled at the witness that he was a liar. And the chief judge had to repeatedly tell the witness to calm down and that he shouldn't address the defendants directly. And it wasn't easy.
And this is only one of several dramatic moments through the day. How did it come about earlier that defense lawyers actually stormed out of the courtroom?
Well, the defense team wanted former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, who is part of their team now, to submit a motion questioning the court's legitimacy. But they wanted the court to hear the motion, whereas the chief judge wanted them to submit it in writing. And Clark wanted to address the court himself. The judge refused to because he said only Saddam's chief lawyer was allowed to do that. At that point, Saddam and his half-brother Barzan stood up, started shouting, and then Clark and the others walked out. The court broke for an hour and a half, and then they came back, during which time Clark was able to address the court.
Clark was able to address the court. What did he have to say?
Well, when he returned, Clark began speaking about reconciliation and said that unless the trial is seen as absolutely fair, it would divide Iraq rather than reconcile it. The judge then had to remind Clark that he was only supposed to speak about the security guarantees for the defense lawyers. And then Clark said that the measures that the defense lawyers had received for protection were absurd and that there needed to be more or the judicial system would collapse. Following him was the other celebrity lawyer, Qatar's former justice minister, Najib al-Nuaimi, and he argued the court was not independent, it was set up by an American-led occupation instead of a legitimate Iraqi government, and that therefore it was illegitimate.
Okay, NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.